Today is November 23rd, 2022, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Mrs. Heath injured dangerously when car and train hit. Mrs. Sydney Moore Heath of 314 4th Street was dangerously, but it is believed not fatally, injured when a Northern Pacific train bound for Gate and her coupe collided at the Pacific Highway crossing of the railroad just south of Grand Mound at 9:45 o'clock yesterday morning. At Skase Hospital in Centralia last night, her attending physician said she had a slight fracture of the skull, 4-inch cut on the scalp, and body bruises. Later in the evening, it was reported that she was showing remarkable recovery. The train, number 501, the Grace Harbor Connection, left Centralia for Gate at 9:25 o'clock in the charge of conductor S.F. Russell and engineer Al Knupp. Mrs. Heath was driving to Centralia alone. Her coupe and the engine appeared to have reached the crossing at the same instant. Reports differed, but it is thought likely the sun partially blinded her, making it impossible for her to see the approaching train. It was stated she passed another car but a short distance from the crossing, and at that time was driving at a considerable speed. The impact of the engine pilot with the car smashed the pilot, doubling a beam back under the engine and derailing the front trucks of the locomotive. Mrs. Heath's car was thrown and rolled some distance along the track. Mrs. Heath being thrown out between it and the train, following at the very ends of the ties. That she was not thrown under the wheels of the train is considered remarkable. Her car was entirely demolished. In other news, 81 men leaped from train. While 81 loggers were on cars coming into Aloha for dinner yesterday, a deer sprang out of the brush and dashed along the track. The engineer paid no attention to it, but a stranger riding on the train and alive to everything happening shouted out, "She's running away!" meaning the deer was outdistancing the train. The loggers, thinking mostly of dinner and other things, were startled into realization of where they were by the shout. "She's running away" had but one meaning to them. The train had got beyond control. In 2 seconds, as the theater programs would put it, the flat cars were emptied, 81 men having leaped rather than ride on what they believed was a runaway train. In other news, boy accidentally shot by brother. Edward Hollingsworth, 10 years old, son of Harry Hollingsworth of Wenatchee Valley, was accidentally shot by his half-brother, Millard Rose, 18, at their home Tuesday evening, according to reports reaching here Wednesday. Young Rose was showing off his gun to a number of boyfriends when he accidentally pulled the trigger. The boy was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital in Aberdeen, where an X-ray was made. This showed that the bullet passed under the collarbone, through the lung, and lodged near the spine. The boy will be operated on in a few days. At present, he is reported as doing as well as can be expected. In other news, Teeth of County children bad. Mrs. Margaret Gillis, Grace Harbor County nurse, informed members of the Aberdeen Rotary Club in Aberdeen today of their weekly luncheon that the teeth of the children of Grace Harbor are far below the average call for the immediate attention to the children, public nurse, and any dentist who can be enlisted in public health campaign. There is enough work in the county for 6 public nurses. And finally, so far as could be learned last night, none of the Grace Harbor logging camps will observe Thanksgiving Day by closing down. The extent of the observance, according to the few logger operators talked with, will be the serving of turkey for dinner Thursday with the usual side dishes and desserts. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on November 23, 1922. With the chill of the season now upon us, we invite you to step into the warmth of the Polson Mansion by spending a leisurely hour or two exploring Grace Harbor County's history at the Polson Museum in Hoquiam. We're open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4, though we will be closed this Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving holiday. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.